We're going to be shaking off the chill the next few mornings, likely to see frost yet again early tomorrow. How much cloud cover we'll see over the weekend just ahead in the full five-day forecast. Significant sea change in leadership underway in Washington. Yes, the lead story, and we were anticipating this yesterday. Indeed, she delivered it in a speech on the House floor, a stirring speech for many, and emotional for many House Democrats who are listening in as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced she won't be seeking re-election to House Democratic leadership. Fox's Ryan Schmelz continues our live team coverage in Washington with the number two and number three House Democrats also planning to step aside. That really ushers in a whole new generation of leadership.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We're going to be seeing a very much younger new Democratic leadership potentially, and also, you know, a very different one from what we've been expecting. But some of these names are going to be familiar to the general public.
And as we see the names that are bubbling up to the top of the list, it would stay in New York in some cases with Chuck Schumer in the Senate. But Hakeem Jeffries in line seemingly for minority leader. Is there much of a fight that's likely to lie ahead as the Democratic caucus gets back after Thanksgiving, Ryan?
It doesn't look like it's going to be the toughest road for Hakeem Jeffries to become the next minority leader here. You know, it looks like he's going to have the support of the Democratic or the Congressional Black Caucus. Democratic leadership will likely get behind him. Obviously, he has the support of Chuck Schumer. I know, different chamber, but at the same time, is still a man with a lot of power within the walls of Congress. But you could probably expect maybe some of the squad members or some of the members of the progressive wing to maybe mount some type of challenge to Hakeem Jeffries. But the likelihood of that being enough to overtake him and prevent him from being the minority leader is pretty slim at this point, I'd say.
Ryan, it seemed as though emotions were pretty high for many of the House Democrats as they were listening in to their colleague in the House Democratic leader for really a whole generation of Democrats.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the gravitas of the history that was being made right there did not leave the room, obviously, or did not fall on deaf ears there for sure, because, you know, we're talking about, it was a packed chamber, quite a number of standing ovations from the members there. Chuck Schumer actually came to the House chamber to watch the speech go down. And, you know, yeah, like you said, this is one arguably the most powerful woman ever in the history of American politics. You could argue maybe Kamala Harris might have that title now because she's the first one to ascend to the vice presidency. But we're talking about somebody who served as Speaker of the House under four different presidents. Served as House Minority Leader too, and you know, this is just somebody who's been in the spotlight of American politics for so long, and obviously just made history as the first female Speaker of the House back in when she first got that position.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, thanks. For even former Republican Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich offering kudos, saying she was a totally dominant figure in Congress and one of the strongest speakers in history.